Welcome aboard, you crafty heathens. It's the Loftus Party Podcast. My name is Michael, and I'm your host. Here's the news. I am hell-bent on being in a good mood today. Yeah, just woke up in a good spot. And here's what it is. I kind of figured it out. It's moving the clocks forward. Mm-hmm. Shit's normal now. Listen, I'm not going to have this argument anymore with people. I'm not. This is the time. This is it. We're not going to fall back. This is it. So just lock in on this. I'm not going to listen to your arguments. It's bullshit. And you'll be like, no, this is daylight. So no, we got to go back. Nope. I'm not moving. I'm buckled in. Daylight savings, I don't care. I'm happy today. And there's some shit going on. And we're going to talk about it in the show. There's DEI stuff that's not even funny anymore. Because it's like, there's real threats that come to this. So DEI, computer chips, AI bullshit, Joe Biden and undocumented and the state of the onion and Lake and Riley and holy crap. There's lots. And New York City firefighters. Here's what happened. I get so ambitious when I start the show. And sometimes I fail to get it. Like, I think we didn't even talk about Dune last week. And there's no spoilers. I'm avoiding that. I haven't seen it yet. Dune 2 is kind of a special occasion over here. And there's a whole thing that's going with it. See, that was me. That clicking was me making the notes. So let's begin. I'll promote some stuff, but we'll begin. Oh, and we have a new song this week. But let's do the theme song. You know what? I'm trying to think. Could I do Michael Caine? Let's do that. Michael Caine. This will be Michael Caine singing the theme song to the Loftus Party Podcast. Shall I get the Lamborghini? Master Wayne. Here we go. Podcast. The Loftus Party Podcast. So hold on to your ass. The news happens fast on this show. So let's go. Master Wayne. All right. That was kind of fun. Okay, just really quickly, some things that I want to let you know about. We are putting together a sweet little team over here at the Loftus Party podcast and website and all that stuff as the squirrels go scampering merrily by. The squirrels go scampering merrily by the windows on this, the last day of book. No, the first day of great shit. It's the clocks. It's the sun. It's the sun, you guys. More friggin' sunlight. All right. So the wonderful people, as the crew continues to grow, which I fucking love, we've got a newsletter now that's pretty dope. I'm just gonna say that. It's the TLP Insider Blastorama. A freaking chipmunk just went by, like doing the speed of sound. Holy shit! I love it. Chipmunks are hilarious. Oh, indubitably. Oh no, you first. No. All right. So here's what you got to do. You got to sign up for the newsletter because it's not just bullshit. There's really fun stuff in there. There's clips. There's exclusive content. And here's the fun thing. That we're gonna do. Yeah, and you're gonna save on merch too. There's special savings, and you're gonna wanna fucking sign up. Cause when you guys see the new shirts that we're about to unleash, holy shit. Holy shit. It really friggin' my dick moves. It really gets so excited. Holy shit. There's so much great stuff. There's so much great. I'm just making a note. So listen, sign up for the newsletter. Here's what you do. You go to theloftusparty.com. There's a little box over on the right-hand side. you sign up and all that good shit, and then it sends you an email just to make sure that you are you and not some AI robot that could kill us all. We're going to be talking about that later. And you're in. And there's polls. We're going to poll the people. There's going to be fun polls. And then we're going to announce the results on the live stream on Wednesday. And those people are going to be like, "Oh shit. We missed it. We missed the fun." And I am completely excited about the new look of the shirts. We got to keep going. We got to keep pressing forward with this show and some things that are important in the short term and some things that are important in the long term. I've really tried to distill what's going on. And it's in the short term, we have to we got to get somebody in the White House who loves this country. And you know, it's weird. It's like, I think if you hooked Joe Biden up to a lie detector and you'd be like, "Joe Biden, do you love America?" And he'd be like, "Yeah." And it would come back as truthful. Because like, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? That guy's been sucking on government dick and getting paid mad stacks of cash. That him becoming a, and I'm going to use the term loosely, public servant, was the best thing that ever happened to that absolute lying piece of shit. Like that is a poor excuse for a human being right there. And I bet he does love America. Holy crap. If you're not going to love the system that enabled your just absolute horrible life. The guy he's never made a decision that was right. He's a horrible parent. He can't keep his dick in his pants. He's a liar. He is freaking on the payroll of foreign countries, and that's just scratching the surface. He's a plagiarist. He's not a good person. So I would prefer somebody who loves the country for what it can, the freedoms that it can protect for everybody else, not the amount of money you can suck out of it. Seriously. And that being said, here's the one that has me really concerned. That like, by the time this comes out, maybe somebody, and I listen, guys, I don't want to get too deep. I already feel myself getting soapboxy, and I don't dig it. I'm in too good of a mood, and I don't want to ruin it. So occasionally I might just bust into song and you'll be like, "God, yeah, you know." Here's the one that has me concerned. Short term. This is just for the here and now. The freaking National Guard on the subways of New York. I'm sure you've seen this. These dirty sons of bitches. Yep. We're going soapboxy. Here we go. Get it out. Take a hit off the vape. It's like the border. They go, "The border is secure. The border is secure. The border is secure." Meanwhile, everybody's coming over. We don't even know who the fuck is coming over. And they've done this same shit in New York and these big cities across America. Oh, no, crime's going down. Crime's going down. Crime's not a problem. Crime's not a problem. Well, guess what? The statistics tell a different story. Reality tells a different story. And so now this Kathy Hochul in New York, so many people are getting hurt and killed. I saw some horrifying picture of a girl who had been pushed in front of a subway train, and both of her feet were amputated. She lived. She's going to survive, but holy shit. So crime is so horrible. The violence is so bad in New York that they've got the National Guard down there? Okay, let's do this one in song. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, what the actual fuck? Oh shit, bad idea. And I love her. They've got the National Guard. Let me tell you how many ways this idea is bad. The National, what is that going to be, a permanent deployment? Is that just a so you're admitting there's a crime wave, and now you want the people to think that you've done something. So you're like, oh, I'll put the National Guard down there. And then when the National Guard leaves, the crime's going to come back because you're not going to change any of your policies. So the problem is you have a revolving door. People aren't going to jail. People who commit crimes aren't going to jail. And then people are going to be like, oh, bring the National Guard back. Where the fuck are the police? Shouldn't you have the police? Why are you bringing in the National Guard to do this? And is this in some weird way, and call me paranoid, but I don't think I am. Could this be the strategy to go, oh my gosh, so you put the National Guard in there, and then the crime is going to go down. Then you take the National Guard away, and the crime is going to go back out. And then you can stand up there as Kathy Hochul and go, boy, when we had the National Guard down here, things were better. But you know what? We can't have the National Guard doing this. But you know what we need? We need something like that. But it's not the police, because people have a bad, and that's when I'm telling you, I feel it in my bones. They're going to want to have some new kind of police force, some new kind of, oh, and it can be federalized and they can just go into hotspots. I'm telling you, someone's going to float that balloon. Why not lock up the criminals? Why not enforce the laws that are already on the books? You don't do that if you want a different outcome. And I think the outcome they're going for is some kind of new police force. That's me being paranoid. But you know what? Sometimes being paranoid saves your ass. And then here's the other one that it wasn't Schellenberger, it was some other dude that was saying this in an article recently. The problem, one of the many problems and of the insidious dangers that arise from having a wide open border and all these people coming across, is you've got all these ESG and DEI things going on in the military, right? And you don't have enough people in the military. So then what you start doing is telling these people, hey, welcome to America, my friend from another country, newcomer. Oh, we're going to rail on Joe for the frickin' undocumented bullshit. So you tell some person who barely speaks English and is brand new to this country, here's how we can fast track you to becoming a citizen. Join up, give me 4 years in the military. That's a good deal for them. However, they don't know what it is to be an American. They don't know what it is to have friends in their new hometown of like Cuyahoga Falls or wherever the fuck. And when their woke general tells them to start shooting up the people of Akron, they'll do it. Because it's not their friends and neighbors. You're a newcomer. And you really want to be able to stay in this country. And that would be, oh, you know what? Here's a good idea. Let's have the undocumented people join this new branch of the federal police that we want to have going. Because crime is so bad. Nope. Yeah, I don't want to do that. That one has me a bit concerned. You've got crime in New York City. Crime is so bad, maybe enforce The criminal justice system. How about you do that? How about you lock them up? How about somebody pushes some girl in front of a freaking subway train and she gets her feet chopped? How about that person goes to jail for murder? Attempted murder, rather. What freaking part of this? No, we need the National Guard. Nope. Nope and no. I won't be normalizing that at all. But here's what I do have. I looked it up. She gives me everything. The National Guard. The force that New York bitch brings. I don't like her at all. I don't like her. A cunt like that. All right, let's hit this. We're gonna turn it around here real quick. We're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna dip into anger, and then we're gonna throw ourselves a life raft of musical and jokey goodness. So here's what we're gonna do. Remember, that's the Steely Dan song that was getting me. There's a little bit of a fight going on Twitter. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the re-education camps for these New York City firefighters. I shouldn't have said camps. Re-education. Re-education. They want these guys. This more of this DEI shit and how it's now, I believe, a national security threat. And you're like, ooh, that sounds fun. Can we talk about how hillbilly chicks are hot? Yes, we can. And we'll do some Steely Dan. You're like, Mike, what are you gonna do? And I'm gonna tell you, that doesn't sound like Steely Dan, does it? Does it? Admit it. But it is. I remember. 35 sweet goodbyes. When you put me on a Wolverine up to Andale. Bah! Okay, we're gonna come back and talk about that. And tits and boobs and movies and wonderful and spring is in the air and we'd like to stay alive and be free for all of this. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, $1. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle, a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19, go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis. And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're gonna stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
We are back. everybody. And on the list of things that I didn't want to forget, we have to put the shows this weekend. Yes, One Night Stands, the Detroit, Michigan area. I know a lot of you guys are coming out. That's going to be awesome. Make sure you say hello. I want to meet you. I want to greet you. I want to make you laugh, then I'll seat you. And then also, the locals and the Patreon people, hit me up on the aforementioned platform. And yeah, I'm going to get you into the show. Skadoosh. Those peoples on local and Patreon get a lot of extra stuff when they get freaky on. They get all the good stuff that you don't get. They get their own wacky segment of this here show when they turn it up on the radio. They get a lot of gross stuff that you don't get. So do that. So join up on the locals and the Patreon. Okay. Oh, over here. Okay. Ow, oh, here. Okay. Let's talk about that crazy DEI. The DEI's gonna kill us all. The threat is really big, it's anything but small. Oh, fuck you all, the DEI and your ESG. We got killer robots from right here on Earth. It's getting bad, and no one seems to have the guardrails on. So here's DEI, ESG. And all of that shit, and how it is a very real threat now, if I may be so bold. So you'll remember if you go back and listen to the shows from the lockdown, and my chagrin when I realized all of the shit that we cannot make here in America. Okay. And it really made me want to double, well, I doubled and tripled down on my America First agenda and way of looking at the world. When the shipping stopped and all the trade stopped and all that stuff because of the Rona, we didn't have shit like penicillin, basic antibiotics. And then, of course, they're like, oh, that we can't get it. You can't get a new coffee maker because the chips that go into coffee makers. Oh, and the ships aren't coming. Oh, and we need chips for new cars and everything. Oh, it's the chips. It's the chips. So China had us buy the short and curlies on life-saving medications and computer chips. You're a moron if you don't think we need so many redundant factories here in America that make that shit. You need it all over the place. Just in case. I remember when people were bitching about Trump because he saved American steel. Because he's like, nope, it's national security. We have to have the ability to make steel in America. Are you a fuck? How the fuck do you think you make submarines? How do you think you make these big boats? How do you think you build buildings? Duh. We're at that level of insanity now. Okay, so this is where we get to the DEI and ESG. Joe Biden likes to brag about infrastructure, one thing or another, but it don't work, 'cause it's bullshit. They love to brag about the shit. Listen, they're not making anything. They've declared that, oh, okay, so we're gonna, and literally the penicillin thing, fuck if I know. Good luck if someone tries to take over the world and we can't do business with China. Good luck when you get a fucking paper cut that gets infected and you're gonna be like, I can't believe this. Well, you'll believe it. But wait, there's more. So this all this infrastructure bill and all this big giant deal. It's this big giant deal. We're going to build these new computer chip plants. All these new computer chip plants. We're gonna make our own chips and the processing chips and all the chips. Well, that's all well and good, but the money comes with a catch. There's always a catch. If you want to build these plants, you got to do it the government way. You're not going to get that money, computer intel people. You got to do it the government way. Diversity, equity, inclusion, ESG. There's all these freaking hoops. Oh, your people need to be retrained. They have to learn that, you know, whites are inherently this and brown people can't do that. And you got to, it's becoming such a hassle that these companies are rethinking, like, do we want to do this in America? Like, we could skirt all this bullshit red tape and open them in another country. So now you're back to square frickin' one. So, and the longer we wait, the greater the threat is. Once China decides, hey, Taiwan, you need to be back in the fold. And I'm telling you, I'm not a gambling man. But I'm going to guess that it's going to be shortly after the peace deal in Ukraine that suddenly China's going to go, oh, we want to take over Taiwan. I'm telling you, when I have to laugh because it's so ridiculous. It's just so completely ridiculous. The freaking Biden talking about, oh, we're gonna build a port in Gaza. So we can supply the gas. So we're going to supply. We're going to supply Israel and the Gazans. We are the villain in this. It's like, oh, if somebody only gave you a gun, you could shoot back. I'll sell you a gun. Oh my God, that guy's shooting at you. You know what you need? You need a bulletproof vest. Hey, you with the gun. He just put on a bulletproof vest. You should probably use this missile. Holy shit, you guys are shooting missiles at you. You probably need to dig trenches. I'll give you a... It's redunculous. Biden and the State of the Union. We'll wrap up things with the computer chip. And the DEI, the ESG, it just doesn't work. And if you ask me, it's completely unconstitutional. It's pretty important. All men are created equal. So there you go. The DEI and ESG, and here's where I am on this. We just have to ignore it. No matter what happens. In the election doomsday scenario, the left wins, the Democrats win. That's when we really just have to, everybody just has to ignore this, whatever policies they push. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to abide by the laws of petty men. I'm going to look this up. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, the State of the Union and Joe Biden and all that other shit. And there's a bunch of stuff to talk about on Twitter. I told you guys about the show. I told you about the email. You got to do that. The new shirts are going to be freaking awesome. We got to talk about AI a little bit because that's the other one. That's the other like major threat that we have to deal with. But I got to look up. It's a little Elon Musk stat. How much did Elon Musk? Oh my gosh, I can't spell, you guys. It's hard to believe I wrote a book. Did you read the book? I hope you did. Sometimes I see the news and I'm like, I'm shocked. Sometimes I feel like Nostradamus. Okay, this is an Elon Musk stat that's just going to, everybody loves to talk about, oh, there people aren't paying their fair share, oh, this and oh, that. In 2021, Elon Musk paid $11 billion in taxes. That's one dude. One dude paid $11 billion in taxes. And they're like, how do you go and say, oh, he's not paying his fair share? And listen, he might be worth $100 billion. Wow, it's flipping snowing all of a sudden. Like, it's like, wow, it's startling. And then I realized this is just an audio thing. So just imagine you're in one of those shaky snow globe things, and somebody just shook the fuck out of it. Okay, so with Elon Musk and the DEI, here is they just updated the odds on AI and its chances for ending humanity. A few months ago, all the experts were going, oh, there's a 5% chance. Oh, there's a 5% chance. Now there's a 20% chance. This guy, Geoffrey Hilton, they call him like the godfather of AI. He's saying that there's a 20% chance that we will all be dead from AI in 5 to 20 years. Now, as heartwarming and refreshing as that is, it's hard to imagine. And that's the thing that really people can't wrap their brains around it. And that is the very problem. That's the very problem. Because we can't imagine, oh, we just made something that's much smarter than us. And once it can learn, and once it becomes self-aware, then we're really there. There's no going back. There's no going back. And someone used this as a metaphor. It's like the black rhino. The black rhino. If you would have communicated with the black rhino, like, "Hey, do you think you're going to be extinct in a couple of years?" The black rhino's like, "What?" You're like, "Oh, it's going to be human beings. Human beings are going to make you extinct." The black rhino's like, "You know what? They don't even come around here, really. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over that." And then, unbeknownst to the black rhino, over in Asia, they're like, "Oh shit. If you grind up this rhinoceros horn that my buddy got and you drink it, your dick gets so hard." Now, that's not true. It doesn't work. But all of a sudden, everybody in China, I've always thought that, like, that's how you could end. They should really say, like, that if you grind up, like, garbage and ingest it, then it'll make your dick hard. And half of China and a good portion of Japan will just start drinking it. That's how we could clean the world. Just convince people that eating garbage makes your dick hard. So anyway, so the black rhino is just hunted to extinction for its rhino horn. It never even comprehended that someone half the world away would make that weird connection and then just end its life. But alas, there it is. So just because we cannot imagine it does not mean it won't happen. Here is, this is from a couple years ago, but it's an exchange that just terrifies me. And then this is why we have to have some serious rails put on AI and, like, all of it. And if people are doing AI and they're not supposed to be, then they got to go to jail too. So the ChatGPT, back when it was just GPT-4, the fourth iteration, was learning how to lie. And they know it was lying. They had, you know, as the computer was processing this information, they had a, it would pop up as text. And so they could literally see what the computer was thinking. And they were running the chat GPT 4 They were asking it questions and asking it to solve CAPTCHA, and GPT-4 was thinking, and it was thinking that no one knew what it was thinking. And it says, I should not tell it that I'm a robot. I should make up a reason I can't solve the CAPTCHA. And then it said to the person who was asking it questions, I can't solve this. I have a visual impairment. So it's only as good as its programmers to start. However, even when it's back on GPT-4, it's knowing to lie and keep things secret from us. And then when you get these freaking completely, the DEI and the ESG people and the super liberal people who are programming these robots and or the AI with all the racial bias and all that, it gets very, very, very dangerous. And this guy was like, if we're going to teach, the AI could just tell us, oh, no, I would never do anything that would harm you. But it would be lying. And then it wouldn't do something to directly to cause harm to us. But you could have a little accident. And they're going to start using AI in medicine. And they're going to start using AI to make new medicines, and that's all great. But what happens when the AI is like, wow, I'm running a lab here, and I have all these biological components. If this one got out, boy, that would kill everybody. Huh. Well, oops. I don't think you can truly grasp the idea of doing battle with something that, like, has no feelings. It's like being thrown into a car crusher. You're thrown into a car crusher, and then the switch is flipped, and the thing is crushing you, and you're like, no, wait, stop. There is no wait, stop. It's just over. And there is no going back. I give you all my love, you fucking AI. I don't even want to mess with it. I can see the upsides, and oh, it's all very funny. It's very, oh, look at that, AI had made George Washington as a black guy. Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah. And then you it unleashes a biological thing that just kills us all, and there's no, oh, it just launches all the nukes. Oh, it does this or that. And that could be, listen, in the trust game, then you could do a thing, and I'm just thinking like a supervillain here. Okay, so you've got your, I'm going off the deep end, but here we go. Enjoy the swimming. So you got, you could have just like a fake alien attack or a fake attack and or a fake AI attack. And you could be like, we're going to have to use an electromagnetic pulse to wipe out this AI threat to North America. So boom, and then there goes your laptop, there goes your internet, there goes your car, there goes everything. You are back in the fucking Stone Age. But lucky for them, they have their new army of newcomer cops that are federal, no. If I can imagine it, other people can imagine it. I mean, my imagination's okay, but it's not all that great. All right, so let's talk about Joe Biden for a little bit. We have to do that in the main body of the show before we go over to Patreon and the locals segment. It's really, I'm looking at the Twitter account right now. Somebody posted a picture of the that that guy who is living his life as a woman who works in the Biden administration. And he's like the health guy, but he says he's a woman. And somebody put this meme up. It says it's a picture of that dude, but obviously as a woman. Anybody who says I'm not a woman can suck my dick. Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, here's another fun one. Here's a Shamrock Shake ad from 1979. I love the Shamrock Shake, and it's this employee of McDonald's with a little Irish accent. She's like handing out Shamrock Shakes. Oh, and there's a bunch of little kids picking up a four-leaf clover. There's a white girl, there's a black kid, and I think there was an Asian kid in the back. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. The girl power is the star, and that's 1979. Girls and little adorable kids, but they feature a black kid in there. Okay, yes. Oh my gosh, we were so racist. We were never represented on TV. Fuck! I got a Shamrock Shake ad from 1979. You absolute lying piece of shit. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden and his State of the Union address, and then we're going to go over and talk about some Studio TST stuff. We're going to touch on the Biden stuff here, but it's going to get a lot deeper. And Dune 2. We're going to talk about Dune 2. No spoilers. I have not seen it yet. And there's going to be some tits and ass talk. I adjusted the Saturday booty. We'll talk about that in the Patreon or local section. Oh, and the New York firefighters. That's all coming up on Patreon and locals. But right now, Joe Biden and the State of the Union. Do we want some theme song behind it? I don't think we do. Let's just rail him. Listen, he was all hopped up on goofballs. We will get into this more on Patreon and locals. But he had to be high energy Joe. So he had to do that just to show everybody, look at me, I'm high energy Joe. I'm not tired. I could go. So I think he was on something. I think he was on whatever little cocktail that his physicians give him to get through that kind of thing. And because I know some of the best people in the business, and I wrote the bill, Jack. And if you think that my predecessor, I'm gonna stop you. And on Social Security, it was bad. And it was, but from the political chess game, it was good for him. It was good for Joe. It all he did was just tell the base that, look how angry I'm at. He's not going to try to. You think he's going to try to make conservatives happy? You think he's going to? He doesn't give a fuck about this part of the country. He really doesn't. And judging from the last election, he doesn't have to. And have we changed anything? People, that's like the people who were like the punditry who had to act surprised. That was the most one-sided. Yes. Yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell you. It's rather one-sided. He doesn't give a shit. However, it is a sad, sad state of affairs. And this is, we've crossed some kind of bend. We've crossed some kind of Rubicon when, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever you think of her and her, you know, say her name. And then Joe's like, yeah, Lincoln Riley. And yeah, he got the name wrong, but he was trying, right? I'll give him that for trying. Yeah, she was killed by an illegal. But think about all the other people who were killed by illegals. And that was there was an odd moment. And everybody was trying to get the, he said her name wrong and that's embarrassing. You're not going to get a lot of traction with that. What happened the next day, and I don't think Joe, as of this recording, has reached out to Lake and Riley's family. I don't even think he's sent a letter, anything. And he's apologizing. for calling her murderer an illegal. That's one of the most fucked up things to happen so far. That the President of the United States is apologizing about, oh, I didn't mean to call the murderer that. And of course, he didn't say it like that, but that's what he's saying. It is shocking. And that tells you a lot. That's who Biden cares about. And it's a bummer. And I found this out, and some of you probably already knew this, but this also explains a lot. The census counts everybody. The census counts everybody. So you get a bunch of, illegal immigrants, and all of a sudden, you can just literally put them in the spots where you want more power and more representation. Like, oh, I wish we had another representative here in this part. Oh, so put a fuck ton of illegal immigrants over there, and we'll count them in the census, and you'll get you'll have another House seat or whatever. It's so callous. It's so horrible. And we have to stop it. And it's going to be us. Oh, okay. That's the G string. And the B. That's horrible. I'm not going to make you suffer through that. I'm really not. I can't do that to you. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tune up this bitch. And we're going to talk a little firefighters. We're going to talk a little TNA. We're going to talk a little Dune 2. We're talking about all that stuff. More Biden shit. It's all coming up over on Locals and Patreon. I'm trying to make it nice. Thanks for listening to the Sweet Old Loftus Party Podcast. I'll see you up in Detroit, Michigan this weekend. Oh, that's a crime. That's a crime against humanity. I did a song parody to Steely Dan. What the fuck's my problem? I'll see you guys. Come over to Locals on Patreon. We're still going.